The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Wednesday, September 4, 2013, and Presidential Release number 420. Now, this is the time when our conventions get underway big time. We've had some conventions already, and those conventions have been in South Carolina and Wyoming, but we're getting to the time when there'll be many, many conventions, and so I look forward to hearing about all the work of the Federation that's done in the states. I have an announcement here. This is a branding survey announcement. Mark Riccobono offers it, and he says, according to the last presidential release, we are implementing a survey to determine perceptions about the NFB with a goal toward defining our branding message. The survey, created by Mission Minded, can be found at www.survey.com/S/NFB2013. I ask that you take the survey if you're a member of the outfit. It should take about 15 minutes to complete. Thank you in advance for taking the time to share your opinions with us. The survey will close on December 12, so please complete it soon. And Mark Riccobono also says, on August 26, 2013, the National Federation of the Blind sponsored Dan Parker's effort to become the first blind person to drive independently a motorcycle during a sanctioned event at the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah. Dan Parker is a member of our NFB chapter in Columbus, Georgia. Dan has been a drag racer in the past. He became blind after an accident on March 31st, 2012, when he hit a wall at 175 miles an hour. He drove a custom-built motorcycle with a GPS navigation system that provided him audible feedback about his position relative to the center line of the track. He achieved a recorded speed of 55.331 miles per hour during the historic run on the Salt Flats. Undoubtedly, we will have Dan Parker and his motorcycle at future Federation activities. Dan's work continues our interest in learning about innovative interfaces for blind people to take charge of driving. We can now add Bonneville, one of the most famous places on Earth for speed records, to our milestone accomplishments in this area. We have established a protocol to gather information about where the blind work, and we have information about this at HTTP, well, you know the beginning of it. Anyway, it's nfb.org/WTBW-MAIN, and WTBW is, you will notice, where the blind work. The Jernigan Institute Employment Committee and the Writers Division have a joint project, and we need your help. We are building an employment resource of job descriptions and how the blind compete within them. Where the Blind Work is a great informational resource to assist youth to plan for future employment and for the adult who is looking to change jobs or careers. We would be pleased to have a description of your present job or one that you have had in recent years. The collection of descriptions is divided into 12 generalized categories. They are administrative and office careers, business entrepreneurial careers, computer specialists, customer service, education careers, financial careers, government careers, human services, law enforcement and legal, media, marketing, and public relations, medical careers, or vocational jobs. Your description needs to be less than 1,000 words in length, and it must follow the format so that we include the questions which are listed here. Please email the description to newmanrl@cox.net. Personal information, name, industry in which you work, like financial services, your job title and your employer, the street address for your work and your home, state, your zip, telephone number, your email. Please explain what a worker would do in the job you're describing and what specialized techniques would be involved for blind people. And there are more questions, and you can find them on the website in that web address I was talking about before. And if you have questions, you can get a hold of the Jernigan Institute, the Employment Committee, which is run by Dick Davis, or you can get a hold of our Writers Division to find out more about it. We have a fundraising responsibility and a giving opportunities, says Scott Labar, PAC Plan Chairperson, and Anil Lewis, who is the Imagination Fund Chairperson. As members of the NFB, we all have a responsibility to help fund our movement. The most effective way to do this is to join the pre-authorized contribution PAC plan. To join the PAC plan, individuals can set up an automatic monthly donation to the NFB starting with as little as $5 a month. With this release, we are announcing the NFB Chapter PAC Plan Contest. We are encouraging all NFB chapters to enroll as many new individual contributors and to increase the contribution, if you are already making one, to existing contributors. All chapters participating in this effort to increase the amount of PAC plan contributions will be entered into a drawing for a check in the amount of $100. Additionally, the NFB chapter with the most new PAC plan contributors will receive a check in the amount of $100. In order for an individual's increase or new subscription to be counted as part of the contest, the name of the NFB chapter must be written on the top of the PAC plan form. This contest starts now and will end on December 31. PAC plan forms are available on the website at www.nfb.org. They can be emailed upon request. We also would like to extend an opportunity for others to participate in the good works of the NFB. The NFB is a social change agent like no other, and our Imagination Fund is a vehicle that allows our members to participate in our movement to change what it means to be blind. Imagination Fund contributions help us develop and implement the innovative programs of our NFB Jernigan Institute and our affiliates. Our Imaginators are the fundraising force that conducts outreach to secure donors outside of our organization. We are searching for enthusiastic Imaginators that will commit to raising at least $1,000 by May 31st of 2014. We are in the process of developing an arsenal of contemporary tools that will assist each Imaginator in the quest for donations. All interested persons should send an email to ImaginationFund at nfb.org or call 410-659-9314, extension 2374. That's Anil Lewis's extension, and he chairs the Imagination Fund Committee. And Scott Labar's telephone is 303-504-5979. He chairs the PAC Plan Committee. And I want to let you know that I have the PAC statistics, the rankings for the end of July, which comes after our national convention. And I could give you all of the listings, starting with the last of the bunch in the PAC Plan, which is Wyoming with $15, two contributing at $7.50, and going up to number one. But let's just jump over some of these and get to, say, number 15, which is Ohio, with a contribution on the monthly basis of $825.50. And number 14 is Utah, with a contribution of $883 a month. And number 13 is Texas, with $898.50. And number 12 is Idaho, with $967. And number 11 is Iowa, with $1,000 even. And number 10 is South Carolina, with $1,034. And number 9 is New York, with $1,100. And number 8 is Nebraska, with $1,133. And number 7 is California, with $1,305.50. And number 6 is Missouri, with $1,339. And number 5 is Louisiana, with $1,543.50. And number 4 is Minnesota, with $1,761. Number 3 is Virginia, with $2,684.50. And number 2 is Colorado, with $3,084. I think it's the first time that we've had two states over $3,000. And number 1 is Maryland, with $4,766.18. And I don't know how we got the 18 cents, but I'm pleased to have it. We have total monthly contributions of $35,744, with 1,377 active PAC pledges. I say that because Patricia Maurer and I can constitute one PAC pledge, but there are two of us. And so we have the total annualized figure of $430,612.68, which is the largest we've ever had, I believe, coming out of a national convention. Scott Labar and the rest of us have done a good job in raising money in the PAC plan, and I wish all of us congratulations on getting that done. October is Meet the Blind Month, just less than a month away. If you have not yet begun to plan your Meet the Blind Month activities, please do so. We're excited to hear about your events and how you plan to increase awareness of blindness and the talents of blind people and the NFB through this year's Meet the Blind Month activities, doing fundraising and outreach. To ensure that your event is promoted through the NFB Jernigan Institute, please submit the event, and you have a submission form. Ilana Posner, our Meet the Blind Month coordinator, has the form. And if you get the form here before Tuesday of September 24th, 2013, we'll try to feature it on the website. For information about this year's Meet the Blind Month activities and the campaign, please visit our website at nfb.org/meet-blind-month-2013. For questions or assistance in planning your event or accomplishing the other challenges, please contact Ilana Posner by telephone at 410-659-9314, extension 2283, or by email at iposner@nfb.org. We have an activity coming up called the Bid for Equality, and this announcement is also from Ilana Posner. This year, the NFB is hosting our first annual Bid for Equality online auction. This exciting new online auction features several unique, exciting packages from our affiliates. The items include paintings, gift baskets with state-specific items, helicopter tours, airline tickets, and weekend getaways. What a great way to show the special people in your life that you care while supporting the work of the NFB at the same time. The online auction will begin on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. This is November 29th, 2013. It will conclude on Giving Tuesday, December 3rd, 2013. In order for the auction to reach its full potential, we need your help. Inform your friends, your network of family and other acquaintances of our Bid for Equality online auction and encourage them to participate. The future is in your bid. If you would like more information about our online auction, you can get a hold of Ilana Posner at 410-659-9314, extension 2283, or you can email iposner@nfb.org. We have a whole bunch of contributions from a lot of states, so if you don't have your contribution in yet, please get it in. We need it as soon as we can. We're trying to get all the contributions from all the states in by the end of September. We have concluded the summer activities here at the center, and we are working into the fall activities. As I was saying earlier, we had Bell program here at the national headquarters, as well as in about 20 other states. It was a delightful activity. We had more than 20 programs. We did a lot of work to change ideas about what blind people can do and how blind people learn. We're even expecting more Bell programs next year. I've heard of a number that are being put together. We've also had a leadership seminar over our Labor Day time. This particular seminar is the Experimental Leadership Seminar. We're experimenting with leadership, and what a delightful thing that is. I think that some good things will come out of that seminar. I have a note here from Joy Mistovich, M-I-S-T-O-V-I-C-H, who tells me that she is trying to find ways to encourage blind people to become active in groups that deal with environmental matters, and she's wanting to put together a group that has faced problems because of blindness in getting into such groups, so she's putting together an organization or a group within the National Federation of the Blind to talk about the mechanisms to participate in such groups and to get the materials that are needed for such groups, and she would like to have you get a hold of her if you have an interest in this. This is Joy Mistovich, and you can get a hold of her by email at joy.misto@gmail.com. So if you have an interest in pursuing this, please let Joy know. Now, here are the endings on the presidential release that we customarily get. What did the farmer name the cow after putting a crown on her head? Dairy Queen. This is from Patricia Maurer. Or I have one here from Jen White. You may not have known this. Do Las Vegas churches accept gambling chips? This may come as a surprise to those of you not living in Las Vegas, but there are more Catholic churches than casinos. Not surprisingly, some worshipers at Sunday church service will give casino chips rather than cash when the basket is passed. Since they get chips from many different casinos, the churches have devised a method to collect the offerings. The churches send all their collected chips to a nearby Franciscan monastery for sorting, and then the chips are taken to the casinos of origin and cashed in. This is done by the chipmunks.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland 21230.